welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to everyone. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. And let's now join together in song with hymn number 93.
Happy the man whose heart can rest, assured God's goodness ne'er will cease. Each day complete with joy is blessed, God keepeth him in perfect peace.
Again, welcome to this healing message at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is Happy New You, as Father Time is lifted into the presence of Mother Love's eternal nowness, where perfect health is consistent. Woven throughout the structure of these readings to create a single tapestry are the books The Voice, The Message, Contemporary English, and King James versions of the Bible, with correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. For an uninterrupted flow, the books of the Bible are from Psalms, 2 Corinthians, Mark, Hebrews, and Genesis, and will not otherwise be announced. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in time. We do not act like Moses, who covered his face with a veil, so the children of Israel would not stare as the glory of God faded from his face. Their minds became as hard as stones. For up to this day, when they read the Old Covenant, that same veil continues to hide that glory. This veil is lifted only through the Anointed One. This is the beginning of the good news of Jesus, the Anointed One, the liberating King, the Son of God, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. Out of nowhere, time, space, and all the living whirl forth as God speaks the universe into existence. With the utterance of his voice, creation takes form. Chaos yields to order. Light eclipses darkness, and emptiness fills with life. In the scriptures, God says, when the time came, I listened to you, and when you needed help, I came to save you. That time has come. This is the day for you to be saved. Companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life God has given us. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, Jesus went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And they that were with him followed after him. When they have found him, they say unto him, all men seek for thee. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, No, not so much room as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, take up thy bed, and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go into thine own house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Well, now is the right time to listen, the day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late, throwing a question mark over everything you're doing. Our work as God's servants gets validated, or not, in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our post, alertly, unswervingly, in hard times, tough times, bad times, when we're beaten up, jailed, and mobbed, working hard, working late, working without eating, with pure heart, clear head, steady hand in gentleness, holiness, and honest love. When we're telling the truth and when God's showing his power. When we're doing our best, setting things right. When we're praised and when we're blamed. Slandered and honored. True to our word, though distrusted. Ignored by the world, but recognized by God. Terrifically alive. Though rumored to be dead, beaten within an inch of our lives, but refusing to die, immersed in tears, yet always filled with deep joy, living on handouts, yet enriching many, having nothing, having it all. God says, I heard you at the right time, and I gave you help on the day of salvation. I tell you that that right time is now. The day of salvation is now. That day is the irradiance of life, light, the spiritual idea of truth and love. The objects of time and sense disappear in the illumination of spiritual understanding. One moment of divine consciousness or the spiritual understanding of life and love, is a foretaste of eternity. This exalted view, obtained and retained when the science of being is understood, would bridge over with life discerned spiritually the interval of death, and man would be in the full consciousness of his immortality and eternal harmony, where sin, sickness, and death are unknown. If God had instituted material laws to govern man, disobedience to which would have made man ill, Jesus would not have disregarded those laws by healing in direct opposition to them and in defiance of all material conditions. Matter is an error of statement. This error in the premise leads to errors in the conclusion in every statement into which it enters. The illusion of material sense, not divine law, has bound you, entangled your free limbs, crippled your capacities, enfeebled your body, and defaced the tablet of your being. the harmony and immortality of man are intact. We should look away from the opposite supposition that man is created materially and turn our gaze to the spiritual record of creation, to that which should be engraved on the understanding and heart with the point of a diamond and the pen of an angel. Science relates to mind, not matter. So, in Christian Science, there are no discords nor contradictions, because its logic is as harmonious as the reasoning of an accurately stated syllogism or of a properly computed sum in arithmetic. Truth is ever truthful and can tolerate no error in premise or conclusion. But divine science reveals the eternal chain of existence as uninterrupted and wholly spiritual. Yet this can be realized only as the false sense of being disappears. Hold thoughts steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to their occupancy of your thoughts. And hold perpetually this thought. It is the spiritual idea, the Holy Ghost and Christ, which enables you to demonstrate with scientific certainty the rule of healing based upon its divine principle love, underlying, overlying, and encompassing all true being. Now all of us, with our faces unveiled, reflect the glory of the Lord as if we are mirrors, and so we are being transformed, metamorphed into his same image from one radiance of glory to another, just as the Spirit of the Lord accomplishes it. This day of salvation, of life, truth, and love understood and demonstrated as supreme over all, sin, sickness, and death destroyed, is now.